making and did not want to make, and I know that what has been taking place there, and the only reason I'm making this call now is because the situation has changed in the 5 days since you willingly agreed to a delay, and we all had hoped that that's all that we would have had to ask of you. But there's been great progress along some lines there, and I'm afraid with that the instigation of the Syrians, we know enough, as I'm sure you know, that the Syrians are very much involved in all of this. And so here I am asking you the one thing that you told me not to ask you, and that is, could you delay a few more days in that withdrawal until the Lebanese army, can free itself from Beirut and move into the Shuf?
I will get in touch with our defense minister any minute we finish. And then I will get in touch with you, because what I want to say now is that the two previous delays which we accepted only because you asked us to do so, and we knew it will create present, but did you really create, especially the second one? As a result of that experience, I really express the hope, as we did also in our talks with the government, that we will not have to delay again.
Let me just say, Menachem, that this progress that has been made that I told you about, and it is definite progress, could not have been made if you hadn't done what you did, and we're all grateful for that, because that gave them some time to make the achievements that I've just mentioned, and now here I am, as I say, having to ask again, but I believe that the progress does warrant the change in the situation.